Shalom, everyone. Welcome to our Shir Tanya definitions. And we're still in Aleph, and we just went through all the Avas, which was quite intense and quite complex. And now we've got another two really big, difficult things to get through. Number one is Oraisa. Yeah, just if anybody, just some light philosophy. Yeah, Oraisa, which means the Torah and Hashem is one. So what do we mean by that? So there's the I we learned earlier, the first thing we learned was the Inyan of the Ivrin de Malka, yeah, which is what the mitzvahs are called, the limbs of the king. And the Torah is called one with Hashem. That's the difference. So we say the mitzvahs are the ivrin de malka, the limbs of the king, but the Torah and God are one. That's so in there's understanding that in regards to in relationship to mitzvahs, which means that when we do mitzvahs, we become like the limbs of the king. Yeah, like his body, which is not actually him. It's just the closest thing to him, and it's completely nullified to him. But when we're learning Torah, we actually merge with him completely. But that's not exactly what we're talking about here. We're talking about Hashem's relationship to the Torah, as opposed to our relationship to Hashem when we're learning Torah. Is that clear? It's a different thing. I'll just say it again. When we're saying right now, that the Torah and Hashem are one, we are talking about Hashem's relationship to the Torah and not so much about what happens to us when we're learning Torah. Okay, when we're learning Torah, the moshul, there's a lot of mashalim. I think the most profound moshul, well, let's just quickly say, when you're doing the mitzvah, yeah, there's Hashem's ratzon. And then that ratzon becomes enclosed in the physicality of this world, because most of the mitzvahs require physical objects and physical energy. So when you're doing a mitzvah, there's Hashem's ratzon becoming enclosed in the physicality of this world. That's what a mitzvah is. So there's, in a sense, there's a subtle a chitzitza. How do you say that? Not interruption. A chitzitza. There's a subtle partition, in a sense, between you and God, which is the mitzvah. So you, in a sense, you end up becoming like his limbs. Yeah, and the mitzvahs are considered to be his limbs, which is a stage further. It's him expressed. Like, for example, Yitzi, are you your goof? No.
No.
No, you're not your goof. But your goof is completely nullified to you, and you express yourself through your goof. Okay. That's the same with mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are like Hashem's body. He expresses him. That's him. That's his behavior. The mitzvahs are Hashem's behavior. Whereas the Torah is what is becoming enclosed in the world. Meaning, when I pick up the lulav and esrog, yeah. The lulav and esrog is a fruit and a stick, yeah, and it's my energy in my hands. Did I tell you what I saw it in? I told you that I was with you for Shlomo Katz by Hoshana Rabbah, yeah. And I looked to my side at one point. It's one of the funniest things I saw. It was a bit sad, but it was very funny. There's a guy. Yeah, it was amazing. So people were taking videos, yeah, with their phones. So the guy's holding his upper minimum like this with his telephone, yeah. And completely innocently, he just puts them together. He added a fifth min. He had his iPhone with the S-ring, with the little oven, with the rubbers. He's shaking it with the iPhone in his hand. Oh my. Anyway, yeah, that's what I felt. I was trying to call my. It was Khalil, so he couldn't speak. So I was like saying to my son, like he couldn't. Anyway, but anyway, yeah. So the mitzvah takes place by way of the flesh of the material, the chomer of the lulav and esrog. Yeah, without a lulav and esrog, there is no mitzvah of arba minim. So the mitzvah, in a sense, is the not in a sense the mitzvah, the ma'aser mitzvah is dependent on the physicality of this world. That's the expression. The mitzvah is being expressed through the physicality of this world, or I should say, Hashem is being expressed through the physicality of this world, and that's called a mitzvah. You are being expressed through, yeah, good Chodesh, everyone. You are being expressed through your goof. Your actions take place through your body, yeah? Just like Hashem's mitzvahs take place through the world. So there's a slight separation, there's a slight distance. There's Hashem and the world. There's the Jew doing the mitzvah. There's the Jew becoming enclosed in the mitzvah. So that's the idea of the nullification of your car to you. Your car is nullified to you, but it's not one with you. You go in your car. When you're doing a mitzvah, Hashem steps inside you. You become a kli. You become a kli for Hashem. Yeah? But not just you. The mitzvah becomes a kli for Hashem. Remember, you're an ingredient in the mitzvah. So the whole mitzvah becomes a kli for Hashem. The whole mitzvah becomes a kli for Hashem. Just like your car becomes a kli for you. And when you're taking the Arba Minim and you're shaking it like this and that, it's completely nullified to the Ratzon Hashem. Just like your car is completely nullified to the Ratzon Yitzi. So there's a separation. There's the Yid, or there's the mitzvah, and then there's Hashem. That's not so with Torah. Torah and Hashem is one. So, how does it work? There's a bunch of ways of explaining this. When someone speaks to you, what they're doing is they are packaging themselves into, they're zipping themselves, they're putting themselves into little zip files. We call those zip files words and sentences. So when I say to you, I love you, what I'm really doing is I'm packaging me, my love for you. Shalyudi. I'm packaging my love for you, which is me, into these eight letters, I love you, in that order, in that combination. And I'm expelling them out of my mouth, I'm expressing them out of my mouth, and they go into your mind and they unzip in your mind, and there they become one with you. But what I really did was I gave myself to you. That's real speaking. What's the difference between a teacher, a real teacher, and the information desk at Ben Gurion Airport? Everyone knows there's a difference. What's the difference between a teacher and a guy at the information desk?
A teacher gives themselves over.
A teacher's not giving you information. A real teacher's giving themselves encoded in words and ideas. That's really what a real teacher is. That's called Rebbe Talmud relationship. That's what it means to be a Talmud. You're receiving. See, this is the whole idea of Dveikus to the Tzaddikim. Dveikus to the Tzaddikim is not saying, I believe in the Tzaddik. Dveikus to the Tzaddik is learning his Torah, because that's him. But who was the initial tzaddik who gave the Torah?
Hashem.
Yeah, tzaddik atah. The real Rebbe is Hashem. The ultimate Talmud Chochem, yeah, the Talmud Chochem, he's a Talmud of the Chochem. The Chochem's Hashem. Yeah, that's Moshe. He's the Talmud Chochem. He's a Talmud of the Chochem. Now, next to Yeshua, he becomes the Chochem.
It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Talmud Chacham.
He's a Talmud Chochem. He's the paradigm of a Talmud Chochem. He's the ultimate Talmud Chochem. Again, Talmud Chochem doesn't mean that you are. Talmud Chochem doesn't mean that you are a that you know a lot of Torah.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you're number one in the class.
It doesn't even mean that you're a big Poisek. That's a borrowed term for Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem, the actual term means you are a Talmud of the Chochem. Who's the Chochem?
The Rebbe, but the ultimate is Hashem.
Hashem is the Chochem. It's his Chochmah. The Torah is Ratzono v'Chochmasoi. So he's the Chochem. So being a Talmud Chochem means you are a Talmud of the Chochem, of Hashem. You are allowing. And what does a Talmud do? A Talmud is Meshamesh the Rav. Yeah,
What does
Meshamesh.
Mishamish mean?
It translates as to serve. But really, Meshamesh is from the Lashon Tashmish, which means intimacy. Why? Because you're receiving the Zera. You're receiving Zera from your Rebbe. It's an intimate relationship. A Talmud Rebbe is an extremely intimate relationship. I don't know if there's a more intimate relationship, even than man and wife. I don't think it's more. I think that Talmud Rebbe, I think Talmud, a real Talmud Rebbe relationship is more intimate than a husband and wife, in that it's not a moshul. See, the intimacy of a man with his wife is a moshul. It's enclosed in physicality. You're giving of yourself to her, yeah, in zera form, in some kind of liquid form that really comes from your mind, that's of your mind, that's of you, yeah. But all of that's just a moshul. You with me? The real the nimshul is Hashem giving himself through the Torah. So just like you, just like a man, his entire essence is encoded in the Zera, yeah? And he passes that Zera onto the Nekeva, into the Nekeva. Yeah? That Zera is the mensch. That Zera comes from the inner aspect of his mind, and it's him completely encoded in that seed. Yeah? That's exactly the way it goes, but according to the Torah, that is the concept of passing the Torah on from Rebbe to Talmud. And then the Talmud becomes a Rebbe, and to his Talmud, and so on and so forth. So at the end of the chain, where we are in Tafshin Pehe, yeah, after 3,337 years from Matan Torah, that transmission is still taking place of the seed that came from the ultimate, from came from Hashem himself into Moshe, and from Moshe to Yeshua, and from Yeshua to and follow the whole Hishtalshus down. And remember, we jump from Achia to the Baal Shem Tov and whatever. That is receiving the Zera. Now that the Zera and the Mensch is one. The Zera is a. It's not like the mitzvah. The Zera and the Mensch is really one. It's the Mensch encoded. It's the Mensch in DNA, in letter form. That's what the Zera is. It's the Mensch in letter form. You with me? And that's what the Torah is. The Torah is the Ribbono Shel Olam encoded into letters, into words, into psukim, and ultimately into concepts. And he is melubish in the concept. He is, it's him encoded into letters. So just like Lahavdil, if you look at HTML code, yeah, you know what I'm talking about? You know what that looks like? HTML code? Yeah? So you can click on the screen, you can right click and try and look at the time. You can try and look at the code. You can look at the screen, the image, and then you can look at the code, yeah? You can press the button and look at the source of the page. There's no difference between those two things, meaning one is just the expression of the other. They're absolutely bound up with each other. That's the relationship of Hashem and his Torah. It's like reading someone's personal diary. You're understanding them. That's who they are. Like you again, the whole thing is it's so funny because you can have an unbelievable like LSD or DMT or psilocybin experience, yeah, where you feel that you were mamash with God in front of him, yeah. That's not as intimate as learning like Eglah Arufa or Paraduma or the Inyanim of Tefillin or Halachas of Mezuzah. Not even comparable. Not even in any way, they're infinitely different. You are touching Hashem in an infinitely more profound way when you're learning Torah than any experience you can ever have.
That's why you said if you're carry a sefer on you, and instead of just sitting there and thinking about God, better to learn. I wanted to ask you, when you say his written, what's written is him.
But Yitzi, that doesn't mean you should be thinking about God, like you should be. But if you're just sitting there and you can actually be learning something, then you can do that as well. But if you're driving, if you're walking, if you're whatever it is, you know, then and if you want to take a time out as well, a specific time to think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be mezboinen, you can.
Would Journey to a Blessed Life be considered him himself as well? Where do you define what is it? If I open up a Ramban, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what about Journey to a Blessed Life?
I don't know.
But it's the it's okay, you don't know. Okay.
I don't know.
So what so how do you define it? So what is it? So what point is it not?
I don't know. Like, what about when you read an idea? What about when you're reading Reclaiming Sanity?
Or I just picked up a random book. This one,
Yeah.
"Let My Nation Live" by Yosef Deutsch. It's about Purim.
He's a good guy. So yeah, that's Torah.
Okay, well, you're putting together "Journey to a Blessed Life." You're a good
Yeah,
guy.
but the problem is it's based on Stephen Covey's Seven Habits. So, but I've so I, that's the question. I really don't know. I mean, I would hope that everything that I say is Torah. That's what I hope. So.
Okay.
So in that sense, it would be learning Torah, it'd be touching Torah. That's what I'd hope. But I
Okay.
don't know the mechanics of it. I don't know exactly how it works. Like also, you could be learning a Torah concept from Reclaiming Sanity that isn't Torah. You could be reading Jordan Peterson's explanations of Bereishis, of Genesis. That's not Torah. Torah is the transmission from Har Sinai, from Talmud, from Rebbe to Talmud, to Talmud to Rebbe, to Rebbe to Talmud, Talmud to Rebbe. That's why it's called the Masorah, because it's from Rosh Moiseh. Moiseh Nefesh means you're handing over. So that's why it's called Masorah. We're handing it. It's like a relay race in a sense, but it's much more than that. But we're handing the Ribbono Shel Olam from generation to generation to generation. That is what Torah is. That is what it means to be learning Torah and to learn and to be teaching Torah. That is what it is. That's why it's called Shimusha Talmud Chachamim, to be Meshamesh a Talmud Chacham, which means the inyan of intimacy, that he's passing Zera onto you. He's passing himself onto you. But he is his Torah, yeah? But who's the essence of the Torah? Is the Rebbeinu Shloim. So it comes down through all of these Madregas with the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim and their Torah is one, and Hashem and his Torah is one. That's how it was, and that's why the Tzaddikim are so essential in Avodas Hashem. But not in that, like, I believe kind of way. It's not about believing in the Tzaddik. It's not about watching him eat. It's not about davening with him. All of those things are nice things to do, yeah? Don't get me wrong. But it's about learning from the Tzaddik. That is, it's not even comparable to say Ikkar and Tofel. It's not Ikkar and Tofel. It's much more than that. Learning from the Tzaddik is what it's about.
If somebody had 20 or 30 minutes to learn, and so what would you suggest one do before they start learning? If this is going to be about to be an intimate relationship with Hashem, they have 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, you just pick up a sefer and start, or is there some sort of process that someone should be doing before they get into it? Incense,
I
candles.
like candles. Incense, no. I like candles. I do like incense, but that's not for the toilet. That's just I like it. But I like candles. I wear my rechel unless it's Shabbos when I definitely don't wear my rechel.
What's a rechel?
My jacket. I dress. I put
Okay.
my jacket on. I sit in a way that I would sit if I was sitting in front of a king. I try my hardest to speak the words out. In fact, that you should definitely do. That's almost halacha, according to our week paskin. That's halacha that you should speak the words out. You should put your phone on silent. You know, it's literally your phone ringing in the middle of learning is
Yeah.
would be comparable to being in the bedroom with your phone ringing. Imagine that. Who would answer their phone?
So if you're l learning chinuch, you're saying the words out loud. Wow.
Sometimes I catch myself and I went quiet again and I try and pronounce the words out loud. But you should do everything in your power to try and make the experience an experience of awe. You know, like the idea of sitting there with your feet up. Or like learning on the couch, you know, like all like you know, like this, you know. If your mum's relaxing, relax. But if you're learning, you're learning. You can't, you
Got
know,
it.
you can't imagine just I mean, in sitting in front even Joe Biden, forget Donald Trump, yeah, he's got real presence, you know. But you wouldn't be able to sit like a slouch in front of Joe Biden, you know. And he's not a big, you know, but what he stands for is a big thing. You wouldn't be able to sit like that in front of Elon Musk, you know. You would be to attention, and you know, that's just how it would be. So Kal Vachomer, when you're involved in Torah, it's super important. The Rebbe says that in chapter 23 in the Tanya. He says you need to approach learning Torah with the respect it deserves, and it will, and it makes the experience much more as well, much more. That's why you're doing it, but it really does. It becomes like you know, it becomes a very choshev thing, even to your animal soul. That's what I'm saying. So there's just to finish off on this idea of God and the Torah is one. The first word of the Aseres HaDibros, which is the essence of the Torah, the first word of the Ten Commandments, which is the essence of the Torah, is Anoichi. And it says in the Gemara, Anoichi is a natricon, which means the Rosh HaTevers of Ana Nafshi Ksivas Yavis. I gave my soul in writing. Ana I, Nafshi, my soul, Anoichi, Ksivas Yavis. In writing, I gave. That's really what you're doing when you're giving over, when you're talking to someone. As long as you're not talking, if you're really talking to someone and you're set, you're expressing yourself. You're not talking about the football. You, that's what we say, you're expressing yourself. That's you. That is what talking is. Talking is giving of yourself to another. Writing is giving of yourself to another. What's thinking? Thinking is giving of yourself to yourself. Yeah. Thinking is an internal speech. So you're expressing yourself to yourself, which allows you to get deeper and deeper into the ideas and whatever it is, and you discover more and more and more of yourself. That's what a Chiddush Torah is. That's why it's Rosh Chodesh, by the way. A Chiddush Torah means you're discovering a deeper aspect of the Bnei Shalom. That's what a Chiddush is. It's Chadash. You just went a little bit deeper. You were just zeicha to a new revelation in who the Rebbeinu Shlolem is. Yeah. So, I mean, I can't think of a much more important subject than learning what learning Torah is. Like, one of the things that really confuses me is in the yeshivas, we go to the yeshivas and the kollelim, yeah, ask them, have you ever learned Hilchos Talmud Torah in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Shulchan Aruch? And you'll get some, most people will say no. Yeah, you'll get some people say, yeah, I've been through it. Yeah. But wouldn't you expect, just like you would expect a businessman, or you would think a businessman would have learned the halachas at least a little bit of, of Ma'aseh Matan, of business, Pesach Mishpat, a guy who's sitting there learning Torah all day long, there's halachas of learning Torah. I have a plan to put that out one day as a book of all the just the Hilchos Talmud Torah in English, with the Rambam, and then the Shulchan Aruch Rav has a wonderful section on Hilchos Talmud Torah. What are we doing? And just to know, like, to be, well, you're involved in learning Torah. Let's know what that is. Let's know what that means. Let's. It's like we've said many times. There's the working when you have a business. Yeah, there's the working in the business, and then there's the working on the business. Yeah, you're a businessman. You know what that means. Obviously you have to work in the business, but you can't neglect working on the business and getting clear about what it means to be learning Torah. What is the Torah? What's Hashem's relationship with the Torah? That's like, that's mamash ikarim, no? Pasha, very pasha.
Oh, yeah, just yeah, and you touched on that actually in leadership versus management. You touched on that in the Journey to a Blessed Life. And by the way, going back to it, Journey to a Blessed Life is to my, in my perspective, the way I look at it is Torah. It's the first part. In order to get to the Torah, you got to go through this. So
Yeah.
definitely a big part.
Yeah. Wow. I think we're gonna leave it here because the next one is Achdus Achdusay v'Yichud Hashem, Achdus Hashem. So I think we'll leave that for next week, Bezrat Hashem. That was enough of a head bend. That was a difficult. That's a difficult topic to talk about, and it takes. I mean, I've gotten these ideas relatively straight, at least a little bit, and it's taken me. I mean, literally, I don't know about hundreds of hours, but dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of just on these singular ideas, like going over them again and again and again and again, listening to Rav Manis again and again, and seeing it from this side and seeing it from this side, and then discussing it and teaching it, and it, and you know, and it's these are real, these are ideas that are not, we're so used to the concept of a vort, yeah. Where you have a vort, yeah, some vort look a little bit more complex when they bring a gematria or this or that, yeah. But very rarely do people try and give over like real inyanim of real concepts. You know what I'm saying? Vort look are not usually concepts.
You made it sound very simple, to be honest with you. I mean, somebody talks to you, they're giving themselves over to you. That's it.
Yep.
That's what you just said.
Okay, good. I'm
I
happy.
know it sounds so simple, but it's but you are you leaving? Because I have one question about the
Yeah.
Tanya class you gave in G4.
So, let me just stop the video. Shkoyach.